This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as War, the Roots on fire. Lots going on in this country. I'm on fire because Trump's on fire. Great, great, great week for President Trump, as usual. The media's not covering it as usual. They're just covering impeachment. And good for them, because on Friday they'll cover an acquittal, I hope. Originally, I wanted witnesses, but nobody's watching. Nobody's got the attention span. They would have watched if we brought Hunter Biden in and Joe Biden in, I guess. They would have watched if we brought the whistleblower in. But I think it's much more profound if you just go straight to acquittal on Friday. And if we get a couple of Democrats voting with us, then it's powerful. And the impeachment report right now is that Manchin, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Doug Jones of Alabama, and this gal, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, are all on the fence and may ultimately vote to acquit President Trump, which would change everything. At least one of the senators have signaled they could vote in favor of only one impeachment article, abuse of power, but oppose obstruction of Congress. Manchin said he will only support one of the articles if he can explain one and not the other. But the West Virginia Democrat has yet to decide on whether he'll run for re-election, and he will only make a final decision on how he will vote after the trial concludes. I know it's hard to believe that, but I really am undecided. I've not made a final decision. Every day I hear something. I think this is compelling. Everyone's struggling a little bit, he said. Doug Jones, the most vulnerable Senate incumbent on the Democrat side, has previously taken aim at the obstruction of Congress article, and the city's troubled that House Democrats failed to call White House officials as witnesses during their own proceedings. I don't think I've totally decided. I certainly have been leaning one way or the other. That needle moves. I am leaning in certain ways, but I want to hear the entire trial. When it comes to Sinema, the freshman senator who broke with Democrats to confirm Attorney General William Barr, her silence on impeachment suggests her vote remains up in the air. A spokesman for the lawmaker recently said she supports gathering additional evidence to make a more informed decision at the end of the trial. And President Trump took a direct aim at John Bolton in a pair of tweets accusing him of penning a nasty and untrue book. He said, for a guy who couldn't get approved for the ambassador of the UN years ago, couldn't get approved for anything since, begged me for a non-Senate-approved job, which I gave him despite many saying, don't do it, sir. He takes the job, mistakenly says Libyan model on TV and many more mistakes of judgment, gets fired because, frankly, if I listened to him, we'd be in World War VI by now, and goes out and immediately writes a nasty and untrue book, all classified, national security. Who would do this? ? The president wrote. And the White House told John Bolton not to publish the book until classified information was removed. The White House has asked former National Security Advisor John Bolton to delay the release of his forthcoming book, citing significant amounts of classified information contained in the manuscript. In a letter dated January 23rd, Ellen Knight, who serves the National Security Council's Senior Director for Records and Security Management, wrote to Bolton's attorneys that the classified information contained in the book make it unsuitable for release and requested sensitive details be removed. Under federal law and non-disclosure agreements, isn't that what I said yesterday? I said I always sign non-disclosure NDAs with private companies. Not information wasn't world-beating. Information wasn't involving national security. And still I signed NDAs, and I can't talk about it or they'll sue the pants off me. So are you telling me that you can leave as the head security guy for the United States of America and for the White House and for President Trump, and you could just spill the beans and nobody cares? Under federal law and the non-disclosure agreements your client signed, as a condition for gaining access to classified information, the manuscript may not be published or otherwise disclosed without the deletion of this classified information. Knight wrote that a preliminary review found some of the upcoming book contains top secret information. We will do our best to work with you to ensure your client's ability to tell his story in a manner that protects U.S. national security. And that letter was sent to Charles Cooper, the lawyer for John Bolton, 3 days after the New York Times reported Bolton's book alleges Trump wanted U.S. military aid to Ukraine to be conditioned on inquiries into allegations of corruption against former VP Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. The president denied that as false and then took aim at Bolton. I read you what he said. I think the whole thing's ridiculous. By the way, you know what I came up with today? I tweeted this out. Let me actually go to Twitter and I'll read you my tweet, because I think it's a brilliant tweet. What's going on in this country is so crazy and ridiculous. So here's what I said. I said, end impeachment now, because at real Donald Trump, meaning at President Trump, is a whistleblower. Trump meets the exact definition of whistleblower. If you claim that Biden committed crimes and you ask for an investigation, you are doing the exact same thing as Eric Chiaramella, the whistleblower against Trump. He never was on Trump's conversation. He never even heard the phone call firsthand. He heard second and third hand information about the call. So what if Trump heard second and third hand information about Biden and asked and charged Biden with a crime and asked for an investigation? He's exactly the same as the whistleblower Chiaramella. And Trump is therefore a federally protected whistleblower. What's the difference between the two? The answer is nothing. Except Chiarella is a deep state fraud and a CIA agent. And a guy plotting and planning with Obama to destroy President Trump. But the end result is Trump's a whistleblower. And you can't fire or impeach a whistleblower. He's the guy screaming, Biden's a bad guy. Go check it out. I heard it second or third hand. That's exactly what Chiaramella did to Trump. And they're protecting him. Why aren't you protecting Trump? And of course, Twitter allows 41 people to see it. I have 139,000 fans now at politichatter.com. But at Twitter, 41 people saw it. Because Twitter's a bunch of frauds. And I could prove it now. Just like I proved the IRS was out to get me and destroy me for my conservative beliefs. We literally got all of my IRS files and saw the things written on the files. And nobody cared. Nobody did anything about it. The media did nothing. Didn't fire anyone. Didn't take away their pensions. And all these years later, I could prove to you Facebook, Twitter, the entire social media Silicon Valley universe is out to get Wayne Root and every other conservative. And I have the proof now, because at Twitter, nobody knew has joined in years. Well, I've been on national TV and radio. Impossible. And then PolitiChatter said, let's test it. And we'll prove that you're a popular guy and that they're lying. They're banning you. They're shadow banning you. They're hiding you. And in a matter of 2 weeks, I got 100,000 people, 100,000 fans of PolitiChatter. In 3 weeks, I got 130,000. In 4 weeks, 139,000. And then we announced all this on TV. And guess what happened? PolitiChatter was basically banned by Google and Bing. Can't find them anymore in the search engine or search engines. Nobody will show you PolitiChatter. If this isn't a conspiracy, I don't know what is. We absolutely proved Wayne Root has 139,000 fans in a month. And since the day we announced it, no fans. I'm shut down again, just like I was at Twitter and Facebook for the last 5 years. These are crimes against the American people. Certainly crimes against conservatives. And here's a great example of what we're up against. Michigan State launches undocumented website with the goal to reduce the apprehension of illegals. See, this is what we're up against. This is it. These are the people who run Facebook and Twitter and all the colleges in America. They're all creeps. Michigan State University has launched a website for undocumented students. One of the goals is to reduce apprehensions of undocumented students via Michigan State's resources. It's a website dedicated to undocumented students, refugees, and recipients of DACA. Launched by Michigan State University's Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives. So basically they're saying, I don't like the law, so we're going to break the law. And I'm sick of liberals saying that, because Wayne Root's saying, you know what? I don't like the law either. I'm going to break every liberal law in the United States of America. And I'm going to jump on the 215 here in Vegas, and I'm going to drive 160 miles an hour. When the cop tries to pull me over, I'm going to say, oh, you had no right to pull me over. I don't like the law. Just like liberals don't like laws against illegal aliens. They run sanctuary cities. None of us has to follow the law anymore. Senior advisor to the President of Michigan State for Diversity and Director of the Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives, Paulette Gransbury Russell, said the website reflects the school's policy of non-discrimination and commitment towards MSU students, Michigan State students, regardless of immigration status. The website reflects a policy of non-discrimination commitment to students who, regardless of immigration status, are or aspire to be Spartans. And it suggests that the school officials recognize those on campus with mixed immigration status. Now you're not an illegal alien. You're a person of mixed immigration status. I broke the law, so I'm a mixed robber. I'm a mixed murderer. I raped a girl, but, you know, I'm illegal, so it's kind of a mixed rapist. I mean, they come up with names that are such BS. You're covering up the fact that you're making believe someone's not a criminal. Mixed immigration status. No, it means you're an illegal alien and you don't belong in America. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. 26th. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and say 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, latest poll is out, and most people say impeachment is no problem for Trump in the upcoming election. Most voters think President Trump's impeachment won't hurt him at the polls in November and don't share House Democrats' concern that the upcoming election may be unfair if Trump is one of the candidates. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds just 27% of likely U.S. voters believe Trump's impeachment by House Democrats will hurt him in his bid for re-election. Slightly more, 31% say the impeachment will help him, while just as many, 31% feel it will have no impact at all. 11% are not sure. They're just complete brain-dead zombies. Even among Democrats, only 40% think Trump's re-election effort will be hurt by his impeachment. Just 16% of Republicans and 25% of voters who are not affiliated with either major party agree that it'll hurt him. 38% of all voters agree with Congressman Adam Schiff when he said last week the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured the vote will be fairly won. 46% disagrees with Schiff. 17% are not sure. Once again, 17% are brain dead. So that's the story. This is, of course, a survey of 1,000 likely voters. You'd probably get completely different results with any other poll. And they'd say, Trump, they want to put him in prison. They want him impeached. They want him in jail for life. They don't trust him. They don't believe the election will be fair. If it was any other pollster, they would just poll anyone who picks up the phone. And that's the kind of, you know, that's the kind of number you'd get. Everyone's against Trump. Who, you know, the amount of people that are idiots are against Trump. The ones who don't vote, the ones who don't care, they just don't like Trump. But when you start getting into intelligent voters who are likely voters that make it their responsibility in life to vote, they like Trump. 60% of voters who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing say the impeachment will help him in November. But among those who strongly disapprove of the president's job numbers, 55% believe the impeachment will hurt him. So the only people who think the impeachment will hurt him are extreme Democrats. All right, that's the story. 60% of Democrats, by the way, do not believe Trump won fairly when he defeated Hillary Clinton. These people live in a delusional dream world. Little dream world. All right, now it's time to talk a little bit about what's going on in China. Reporters claim they have proof China's lying about the virus death toll. I told you, I sniffed this thing out. I'll bet you I'm the only host in America who really thinks there's going to be a terrible pandemic. I really do believe there's going to be a bad one because I hear how bad it really is in China. Death toll climbs to 169. There are now 7,186 cases worldwide. Reporter claims local media has evidence Beijing is lying about the death toll. British Airways cancels all flights to China. Trump says he spoke with President Xi over the phone. Angry mob spotted in Sichuan. China's Hubei, I don't know who that is. Oh, the government in Hubei has announced another slate of cases and deaths. Hubei reports 37 additional deaths from coronavirus. Death toll now at least 169. 1,000 more coronavirus cases on January 29th. 1,000 more. Meanwhile, 26,000 people still undergoing medical observation. 4,000 other cases still being treated in the hospital. And the CDC is sending representatives to China to help suppress the outbreak. Several doctors have suggested many of the deaths caused by coronavirus that surfaced in Wuhan last month have slipped through the cracks, having either been misdiagnosed or deliberately attributed to something else. That's what I heard on the internet. I watched several nurses in China risk their lives, because you could be killed for telling the truth in China. And that's what I heard them say, that several people died right in front of them and the death was called pneumonia, not coronavirus. In any case, a lot of people believe they're lying. And it's certainly getting kind of scary. There's a 1 kilometer line for face masks in Taiwan. Unless I'm, you know, an idiot here. Isn't a kilometer about a mile? Kilometer is about a mile, right? So there's a mile-long line for face masks in Taiwan, which isn't even China. And there's a geometric progression that suggests there will be 100,000 infections in a week from coronavirus. Bianco Research mapped out the geometric progression of the coronavirus cases, and they say we're on track for 100,000 in a week. And meanwhile, we evacuated people from the Wuhan section of China, Americans. We brought them back to America, and we're now telling them they've got to stay on an airbase here in America for at least 72 hours. That's how worried everybody is. This is a big deal. I promise you, a very big deal. Wayne Allred, War. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Questions and answers today in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Chief Justice John Roberts.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
The answer from trial manager Adam Schiff.
If you have any question about the president's motivation, it makes it all the more essential to call the man who spoke directly with the president.
That man is former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate the Bidens. The White House has sent him a letter trying to block publication of his new book. Fire crews are at the scene of a blaze in a 24-story building in Los Angeles. Reports say some people had to jump from the building. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Can you imagine there's a home for sale in Bel Air, California? It's a 100,000-square-foot mansion, and the asking price is $500 million. There are people that think that, like, you know, average upper-middle-class people like doctors, lawyers, accountants, Wayne Root, with a radio talk show, we're all rich, right? Are you kidding me? This guy has a $500 million home. What is he worth, like $2 billion? Unbelievable. The wealth of this country is unbelievable. There are people that are so rich. Now, that's rich. You want to talk about who's rich? A lot of disagreement in America about who's rich and who's not. But when you own a $500 million home, you're rich. When you own a $10 million home, you're rich. $100 million home, you're 10 times rich. Your $500 million home, that's unbelievable. That's like the price of an office building in Manhattan. But I guess not anymore, obviously. I've got a great guest, but I want to mention real quick that Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't need to go into it. All of you know how much I feel about Liberty HealthShare. I've saved $72,000 in the last 4 years on premiums with Liberty HealthShare. When I had my kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. They're amazing. They're not insurance. They're not health insurance, but I believe they're better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty. Just check it out. Compare what you got. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You'll be treated like a VIP. You'll be treated like gold at Liberty HealthShare. I treat my guests like gold, and we got a great one. Michael Caputo, former advisor to President Trump, author of the new book, The Ukraine Hoax, How Decades of Corruption in the Former Soviet Union Led to Trump's Phony Impeachment. Michael Caputo, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Wayne. Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it very much.
Hey, by the way, you've been kind of in the middle of this whole thing. Now you got a book about the whole thing. Can I ask you what you think of my latest theory? I tweeted out today. Being that the whistleblower wasn't on the phone call and just heard about the phone call and accused Trump of something, even though he wasn't on the phone call, now he's a protected whistleblower. Isn't President Trump now a protected whistleblower? Because he wasn't there when Biden committed corruption, but he heard about it, and he warned about it, and he reported it, and he tried to get an investigation going. Therefore, President Trump is exactly the same as the whistleblower. He should be a protected whistleblower who cannot be impeached for daring to just ask about and warn about corruption of Vice President Biden. Trump is a whistleblower.
There's only one problem. He's a Republican.
Yeah, right? There it is.
So we don't get those things, you know?
It's unbelievable. It's so
no, you're
one-sided.
Right. You're right. There's everything here is so one-sided, and that's why it's, you know, why the corruption in the Ukraine that the president was, trying to expose. It's so.
Hey, Michael, you're going in and out on me. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or you're just moving with the phone, but just stay on the phone with your mouth close to it, because sometimes I hear you great and other times you go right out. So just let
okay,
me know.
Okay, great.
There you go. Much
okay,
better.
Okay, great.
Much
My,
better.
You know, the point, though, is that if Don Jr., if Eric Trump had done 1/1,000 of what Hunter Biden did,
they'd already be in prison.
When you talk about the double standard here, that's really at the base of all of this. In fact, if you know, let's not forget the whole entire Russia hoax was the predicate was a barroom conversation, and that's the whole thing. Remember the Papadopoulos conversation with the Australian ambassador that they say set this whole thing off, a barroom conversation. We've got proof far and wide, not only that Hunter Biden and his business partner, Devin Archer, were lobbying illegally cabinet officers in the United States to help their company, Burisma, but also we have proof plenty that the Ukrainian government was interfering in the American 2016 presidential election. There is abundant proof, including confessions in the media, and yet it's not predicate enough to start an investigation.
Yeah, there's actually on the cover of the Gateway Pundit, which is one of my favorite websites right now, is breaking news, a 2015 photo of the whistleblower Eric Chiarmella in a meeting with Biden advisor and Ukrainian officials. So, I mean, here's a guy that was on the side of Joe Biden, working for Joe Biden, getting paid, I guess, by Biden or because of Biden, working Ukrainian officials in the middle of all the corruption, and he now becomes the whistleblower as if he's the good guy and he's a virgin untouched by corruption. He was part of the whole thing. Of course it's in his best interest to take out Donald Trump, right?
No doubt. I mean, the Biden corruption at Burisma, the whistleblower certainly knew about that because he was traveling back and forth to Ukraine with Joe Biden as an advisor on Ukrainian issues. He absolutely knew about Hunter, but at the same time, we understand that in January of 2016, the whistleblower hosted a meeting in the White House where he called in all of Ukraine's top prosecutors. And when they were sitting there having their meeting, the prosecutors from Ukraine and a diplomat who told me that the White House, the Obama White House, said they want everything they can get on Paul Manafort, and drop that Burisma case very quickly.
All right, so your book is called The Ukraine Hoax. And you literally prove in your book and a documentary that's coming out tonight on OAN. OAN is another conservative network. It kind of competes with Fox News and my network, Newsmax TV, but they do some great investigative work at OAN. Really strong journalists there, I must admit. And I like OAN. I really do. And I think we're all on the same team. So I'm nice. I don't badmouth other networks that compete with us. So OAN tonight, the Ukraine hoax is a documentary.
It's actually Saturday night and then a repeat on Sunday night at 10 p.m. on OAN.
Okay. Oh, I see it now. I see it's airing this weekend. I get it. I thought
it's
tonight.
Right.
I was reading fast. Got it. So it's the Ukrainian hoax is a documentary that's the same name of your book. And you prove in your documentary and your book that Trump was right to want Ukraine to investigate corruption with Biden. Tell us how you prove it.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, and I think very importantly, the Ukrainian government wants to investigate on their end. The top lawman in Ukraine, the most credible lawman in the country, a guy named Valentin Nalivaychenko, two-time head of the Ukrainian FBI, told me he's quite certain there were laws broken, Ukrainian laws broken, on the Ukrainian side of the 2016 American election interference, where there were Democrats on the other side who were consultants to the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary Clinton, one person in particular, Alexandra Chalupa, was working with the Ukrainian ambassador to America for dirt on that they could use against the Trump campaign. So they already want to investigate in Ukraine. We're not letting them do it. Our embassy there in Kiev is advising the new government there, do not investigate any of this against the president's wishes. Right now in Kiev, we have a rogue embassy. And at the same time, we understand that at the very least, if you look at the different levels of contact between Hunter Biden, his business partner Devin Archer, both of them serving on the gas company's board, and the calls that they made and the visits they made to cabinet-level officers in the Obama administration, it's very clear that they were lobbying on behalf of Burisma, the only foreign client that they had. And by doing that, they broke federal law. They committed a felony. And they broke it egregiously, even one-on-one lobbying with cabinet officers, the vice president, the secretary of state. And you know, Paul Manafort right now is serving, you know, 7 years in prison right now for much, much less. Hunter Biden, you know, this impeachment isn't just about protecting Joe Biden's campaign. This is about keeping Hunter Biden out of jail. Hunter Biden, if there's any sense of decency in our justice system, needs to be prosecuted for breaking federal law, the Foreign Agents Registration Act law, that they put Paul Manafort in prison for.
It's all so confusing. I mean, you have an Adam Schiff, who's one of the most disgusting, fraudulent human beings in world history, claiming it's wrong for a president to investigate his rival after defending Obama for investigating Trump. It's all so ludicrous, just like I'm pointing out that Trump is actually a whistleblower because he's doing the same thing as the whistleblower. It's all so weird, and the media defends them all. I mean, Michael, look, you and I both know that the media will give no coverage to your book, even though your book is probably groundbreaking and got great material in it. The media doesn't care. They're going to blackball it. They're going to just do a total blackout on your book. Only conservative media will dare give you any coverage at all. Am I wrong?
That's true. And I, you know, listen, I understood that when I sat down. Frankly, I was in Ukraine shooting this. You know, I spent 10 years in the region. Bill Clinton's administration sent me to Russia in the 90s to meddle in their elections. And I lived in Ukraine and Russia for almost a decade. My wife is from Ukraine. I have family in Ukraine. We go there often. I was there in August shooting this documentary on Joe Biden and the Ukrainian interference in America's elections. When all of this was going down between Zelensky and Trump, and when I arrived in Ukraine, the whistleblower filed his letter when an hour after I touched down in Ukraine. I had no idea. I was right in the middle of all this. So when I came back to edit my film, and it turned into an impeachment issue, I realized there was a lot more to it. So I wrote a book to fill in the blanks. On OAN, it's a one-hour show. There's so many hours worth of information here to prove out the theory that in the end, Donald Trump was asking for investigations that need to happen. They need to happen in Ukraine. They need to happen here.
All right, Michael Caputo, his new book is out. His documentary is out this weekend. It's out Saturday, Sunday at OAN. And the book is called The Ukraine Hoax. The documentary is the same name, The Ukraine Hoax. Go grab a copy. Groundbreaking stuff. Good investigation. Thank you, Michael. God bless. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And, of course, it just happens to be coming up in 7 minutes. What a coincidence. Newsmax TV starts at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and it reaches about 80 million homes, just under 80 million homes, and it reaches 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. I'm the host of Newsmax's TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. You have other options. To make it simple, call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. We'll connect you for free. Let them know you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Root. And by the way, it worked. We did this for 2 years and bombarded Cox Cable, and finally they picked up Newsmax. And now my show's on every night at Cox Cable in Las Vegas, in Phoenix, in San Diego, in Orange County. We hit the bonanza, the jackpot. 6.2 million new viewers of the Wayne Allen Root Show. And in the meantime, you can watch anytime for free at NewsmaxTV.com on your computer, NewsmaxTV.com, or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. My last guest wanted me to stress again the name of the documentary on AON this weekend. Oh, excuse me, it's OAN this weekend. What is it? One America News Network. OAN, One America News Network. It's called The Ukraine Hoax. It's on Saturday, repeats on Sunday, and that's the same name as his book, The Ukraine Hoax, by Michael Caputo, C-A-P-U-T-O, Caputo. Just like my old neighborhood had a bunch of guys named Caputo as their last name in my old Italian neighborhood in New York. You know, I pointed out to Mr. Caputo how ridiculous it is that Trump should be a whistleblower. He reported on the crime of Biden. That makes him a whistleblower. He's protected. You can't impeach him. You can't arrest him any more than you could do something bad to Eric Chiaramella. The Democrats will protect him to the death. And how about this one? Schiff. Adam Schiff claims it's wrong for the president to investigate a rival after defending Obama investigating Trump. It's so stupid. So stupid. It's all just ridiculous. How about John Bolton? Here's a guy that interjected himself in all this to make millions of dollars with a book. And he praised Trump's Ukraine call before getting fired. His national security advisor, Trump's national security advisor, former national security advisor, John Bolton, changed his tune in order to make millions with a book. Well, Bolton claims he resigned in early September 2019. Trump said he fired him. On August 27, 2019, Bolton described Trump's July 25th phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine as very warm and cordial, and acknowledged that corruption poses a significant problem for Ukraine. But then his story changed after Trump fired him. He now claims he's concerned about the contents of the conversation between Trump and Zelensky. It's how you sell a book and make millions of dollars. Trump's defense team and President Trump himself and Zelensky himself have all denied the whistleblower's claims. And they released the transcript. There's nothing wrong with the transcript. Anyway, it's just so ridiculous. Absolutely freaking ridiculous. Another ridiculous thing is the way that General Flynn was treated. Breaking news, General Flynn files a motion to withdraw the guilty plea and dismiss the case against him for egregious government misconduct, and I'm with him. General Michael Flynn, his attorneys filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea and dismiss the case against him. His attorney, Sidney Powell, announced the developments today. He filed two bombshell motions, one further supporting his request to withdraw his plea, the other seeking to dismiss his case for egregious government misconduct. Let's see what else he says. He says, first of all, I'm innocent of the crime. I request to withdraw my guilty plea. He denied lying to the FBI during the White House meeting, which was set up by then Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And I've heard this is all about a woman. That McCabe, the word is out that McCabe was sexually harassing a woman. And the woman went to her friend, General Flynn, and said, get this guy away from me. And Flynn went to McCabe's office and said, leave the woman alone. And that's when the vendetta started. This is what our country's come to, folks. McCabe then sends FBI agents to the White House and tries to destroy Flynn's life. Flynn says, when FBI agents came to the White House on January 24th, 2017, I did not lie to them. I believed I was being honest with them to the best of my recollection at the time. I still don't remember if I discussed sanctions on a phone call with Ambassador Kislyak, nor do I remember if we discussed the details of a UN vote on Israel. Flynn describes in the declaration he ultimately pleaded guilty in his case only after the special counsel's team began a sudden and intense pressure campaign in November 17 to force him to accept the plea deal. His attorneys at the time told him he could be facing 15 years of prison if he did not cooperate. He said prosecutors were threatening to bring charges against his son, Michael Flynn Jr., and so he cooperated. And speaking of the world being backwards, Michael Bloomberg now says transgender rights should include federally funded sex surgery and housing based on gender identity. See, I said just the other night I was at dinner with a Democrat who said, there are still moderate, decent Democrats in the world. And I said, nope. Even if you're a moderate, decent Democrat, once you're elected, the people that elected you are insane. And you've got to do what they want you to do. You got to turn this country to a socialist nation. You got to waste trillions, not billions, trillions on BS, on green energy, climate change. You got to give welfare to everyone, a free college to everyone, and redistribute everyone's income, and give everyone free sex surgery. Because men want to be women and women want to be men, at least the ones who are mixed up Democrats do. There's no such thing as a good Democrat.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Say.